This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Hello.
Sorry, but I don't know what happened there.
Well, we seem to have gotten a lot of koilis. That was our dibur turned into a koil. That was the basic event, I guess. So al kapanim, the mitzvahs of bringing back the things being marked again the kol to the dibur is that avoda. I want to add one more nekuda. It really is the toichen in general of emuna. What if people look at emuna as a separate element? There's a mitzvah of emuna. There's a chiyuv v'maimon, and that's one mitzvah, and then there's other mitzvahs. They also concede as a logical necessity. What's the point of putting out tzitzis if you don't believe? But the way we're understanding it, the way we're understanding it now, it's much deeper than that. The mitzvah of emuna provides, hooks back all of the ribuya mitzvahs back into its shevish. If a person is doing mitzvahs out Shrashim, then they have no achiz in anything. The mitzvah of emuna is the hashrasha of anything back to its tzura makayis. So the Rosh Hashanah being the first day, it's the day of once again a Brias Olam, especially Brias Adam. We reenact that mahalach first when we pack in the koil, and then we build a dibur on the coil that we are attacking. It has to be derech havarasai, the way in which things are translated, and it's parallel to the mahalchim of emunah of the habah kavakim in al achas. All of these are the same avoda of trying to get all the pratim to stand on a certain achas. They're hearing that how everything comes back to the Shayrish Namaka. It's something that the Etzim is beholden, will never get it, because it's just like when you go in a field and you see something, a tree growing on top, you see many branches, the idea of there being an akuda on the ground is difficult, but we know it to be emes. It's not something we see offhand. The same thing is true with Amuna. It's something which we need to have and we have, but we have to hear it as being, we know it's Behelim, but it's the charge of everything. Okay, any questions? I have to go soon.
Pansky?
Yeah.
I'm still not sure how the... it's just not clear to me how does the call help you relate...
Let's look at it this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected to the Bria at Matan Torah, Maimon Har Sinai. And after Neglesa, the Brach of Shefis, that's what we talk about. We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing at Har Sinai. Because that's the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated in two ways. It says that it's Hadar Koilot Nikishmato, if I remember the Lashon correctly, and the Dibris Kodesh. So Talmud Torah is the Dibris Kodesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with us, and that's generally speaking our Avoda. But unless we're able to connect a koil alakim in that we're going to have something that's disconnected. So the avoda, whereas most of the time we just hear the Dvar Hashem and we deal with specific mitzvahs and so on, here we're going to be working specifically at putting the koil Hashem back into the bria, which is the shayrish of it. So tkiya shayfis ki'ilu There are two most powerful rebbezim in Kiyas Shofar are HaKadosh Baruch Hu as breathing life into the world, like by Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Misgala Matan Torah. It says, I have it here. It says, "Vatashmir meshoi kilecha, v'divros kachcha milavaseish." There were two things that Hashem was mashmir: the hoid koil and the divros kodesh. So, most of the time, our hisaskus is with divros kodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, the hisaskus is with the koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hoid kilecha. And it's hearing HaKadosh, it's telling us, before you listen to the words of Hashem, listen to Hashem talking. It's Hashem that's talking. Connect to the Koil Hashem, and then the Dibres Kachecha carrying themselves the roots. Or else Chas V'Shalom, like the Rosh Kodesh says, it's a nituk. It's like there was a person in America who created the Reconstructionist movement, and the movement, the way he saw it, was built on the following premise: that there is absolutely no such thing as a revelation, but everything in the Torah is absolutely the most excellent way to live. The mitzvahs are fantastic, and they've borne themselves out by history and so on and so forth. But there's no teichin. It's just wonderful, wonderful activities, social, religious activities. That's a perfect example where a person cuts the dibur off from the sheresh. The koil shayfa is we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koil that came in Har Sinai. Okay. Then we're capable of the dibur.
Okay, yisho koach.
Okay, so I don't think we'll be touching base again till after Sukkot Chodesh Cheshvan, I guess. There's no days left. The Thursday, the truth is the Thursday has been Kippur. I'm not sure. I don't know what's scheduled for me. So we'll assume not. So I'll prepare him a good year. Sivach Sima Teiva. All the best.
Sivach Sima Teiva.
Call. Call to.